response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Stella got it back on the fan. We mentioned big hockey game coming up Thursday night at the Rock, Rangers Devils. So each team has played 74 games. The Devils have a 2-point lead on the Rangers right now for that second spot in the Metro Division. Devils are at 100, Rangers are at 98. Both teams have clinched a playoff spot. You get the Islanders in fourth in the Metro Division right now, still looking like they're going to be in good shape as far as the postseason goes. Islanders with 85 points. You got the Panthers with 79, Caps with 76. Islanders should be okay to get into the postseason if you start to wind down the NHL's regular season. Same with the NBA, start to wind down. Basically, should be set, barring something drastic. It's going to be the Devils and the Rangers. Now, we don't know who's going to be the home team in that series. If the Devils win Thursday, Devils are going to be the home team. If the Rangers win, they have a chance to steal that home ice from the Devils. But we're going to basically be looking at Devils-Rangers first round of the postseason, Knicks-Cavs first round of the postseason in the coming weeks. You got the draft coming up, obviously opening day tomorrow. It is a great time to be a sports fan. Danny is calling from Seafried, New York. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Sal, how are you? Calling from Seaford. Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, Seaford.
Seaford, yeah.
Oh, what's up, Danny?
Great time for sports is right. I'm super stoked for Thursday. I'm hoping for my Mets opening day. We get a good start. But like you said, I think the Rangers are finally coming together as a team, as a squad. And what better test against the Devils on Thursday night? And, you know, tonight we all look good, but, you know, we're playing Columbus and, you know, Igor is starting to look better from the Igor of last year. So I'm excited, you know?
Well, that's the biggest key. We've talked about it all year, Danny, when it pertains to the Rangers. Now, they loaded up with Tarasenko, with Kaner, and you know that you know they should be their first four lines, special teams. That all should be good to go, especially now that they're playing together here for an extended period. The biggest key, however, was the play of Igor Shesterkin. And
Absolutely. He
has looked like Igor of last year. He's getting hot at the right time. I really, truly believe the Rangers are going to win the Cup this year. I just feel it.
Sal, I feel it too, and that's what I'm talking about. You're saying everything right. Hot and healthy at the right time. I think we're finally gelling. I think this is the year, and I'm really excited, and hopefully we get that that home ice advantage over the Devils, because we'll certainly need it.
Yeah, you're right. No, thank you, Danny. We appreciate you taking the time. It would be nice to have home ice. And look, it's not going to be easy. I mean, the NHL's postseason, it's a gauntlet. You know that. I just get that feeling. I mean, they were close last year. They have all the pieces in place. It's a matter of putting it together at the right time, being a little lucky. Maybe this is finally the year. But they are loaded. Kane playing the way that he's playing now, on top of everything that they had, the kid line, whether you want to call it that or not anymore. Everything's in place. And Igor's getting hot at the right time. I mean, they've caught the Devils here. There was a period not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even a week and a half ago, whatever it was, where, you know, remember, after the initial trades and everybody was starting to panic, that Kane and Tarasenko weren't lighting it up right away, and the Rangers didn't look good for that short period. And then they started to get some practice time together and then started to come together. But before that, there was a time where people were worried about the Rangers going backwards and maybe getting caught by Pittsburgh or the Islanders. Now they're catching the Devils here. The Bruins, clearly, the far and away best team in the NHL. But we've seen it before where the top teams, the President's Trophy winners, have gone down. And the Rangers are a long way from playing the Bruins. But I really just feel it that this is going to be the year for the Rangers. Now, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Who the hell knows? I felt the Mets were going to win the division last year. But the pieces are in place. This is as complete a team as we have seen in quite some time.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.